Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
Alderman James Force joins me on the line now. He's the Mayoral Committee Member for Economic Opportunities and Tourism with the City of Cape Town. James, lovely to chat to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa.
It's a great deal, isn't it? The 2021 Travel and Leisure World's Best Awards, naming Cape Town as the number one city in the Middle East and Africa.
Yeah, these awards bring with them significant global attention and spectator value, and also comes at a crucial period as we head into our peak visitor season. And Africa is also a show of our destination readiness for travelers, and also further demonstrates the efforts of local government and its tourism partners in keeping Cape Town top of mind for tourists.
And how did we manage to do that, given the fact that the last 18 months there's hardly been any tourists coming to visit our beautiful mother city?
Well, thanks to our marketing and communication campaigns and strategies, many tourism and hospitality operators in the city have now been able to start the journey to recovery following a year and a half of the pandemic and various levels of lockdowns. Also, our tourism 10-point strategy was an important part of this, where we used innovation and technology so that we could detail specific goals on how we will recover the industry by focusing on source markets, local, regional and international, so that we can stimulate supply and demand for tourism to start recover, and also focusing on those existing key markets, but also the new ones that will now emerge.
I imagine, James, you and your team are going to have to maintain the energy, won't you, alongside Cape Town Tourism, because we know that Business Leadership South Africa is enlisting some of the world's best-known companies to campaign for the removal of the UK travel restrictions that will obviously threaten to bring a second summer of misery to SA tourism. The United Kingdom is a very important source market for Cape Town and the Western Cape. You'll be supporting the work they're doing there, won't you?
Absolutely. This is a campaign supported by, amongst others, the South African Tourism Services Association, and also, as you've mentioned, the city's destination marketing partner, Cape Town Tourism. Africa, the UK is our biggest tourism source market, and so their decision to keep South Africa on the red list, which obviously discourages travelers from going to listed countries because of its very high quarantine costs, has resulted in us losing out on a large amount of British travelers. So we really need the Minister of Tourism and National Government to put pressure on the UK government to get South Africa removed from that UK red list. Because, you know, for destinations to succeed, especially as more cities around the world open up and compete for market share, they must constantly reinvent their assets and offerings. And obviously how this is presented to our domestic and international audience. And this is exactly what we are doing in Cape Town. We are showcasing all our unique features, our beautiful nature, world-class infrastructure and connectivity, cuisine and cultures, fantastic hotels and incredible experiences through new experiences. For instance, we want to better tap into the digital nomad market. These are among long-term high-income travelers. And it's a relatively recent phenomenon that Cape Town and South Africa has great potential to tap into this market. So innovation and technology, key to how we position Cape Town, so that we use search engine optimization, that when you're searching for fun things to do anywhere in the world, Cape Town comes out tops. Also air connectivity, so that we can connect Cape Town to those key source markets. Seamless travel is going to be very important. And there's obviously equally positive news now on the international tourism front, with more countries each week declaring that South Africa is a safe enough place to visit for their citizens.
But is that a claim that we can make, do you think, given the fact that, yes, we are seeing vaccinations being taken up by South Africans, but there's almost an immediate demand on the vaccination centres once a new cohort is asked to go and get vaccinated? And then that seems to slow down, where many, many operators of those vaccination centres are now sitting and saying, look, we've got capacity. The president on Sunday said, we have the supply. Go and take them up, please.
Yeah. So, you know, with the vaccines now widely available, we can see a light at the end of this tunnel. And so we are working with vigor to bring back trade and business, both those who were in the industry and those who have the potential to help us expand and diversify it. It comes down to destination readiness and destination confidence. So it's critical that people get vaccinated, because future travelers and investors who are looking to visit in a few months' time will base their decision to come here on whether we are a safe and healthy destination. And so it's very important that locals get vaccinated, because that's going to play a determining factor on people's decision whether to visit South Africa and Cape Town by implication. So the vaccine rollout well underway makes a huge difference in how we position Cape Town and South Africa. And certainly part of our international marketing strategy is to talk about destination readiness and destination confidence. And with our international campaign called Find Your Freedom, where potential travelers will be able to choose their own Cape Town adventure in an interactive video, we'll be driving this message aggressively that we're safe, we're healthy, the vaccines are well underway, because tourism is going to be a very competitive space for international travelers, and cities around the world will compete, and we need to make sense of it all. We need to demonstrate that to our future travelers.
All right, James, I am going to have to hold it there. Thank you very much. Congratulations to you and your team. Alderman James Force is the MACO member for Economic Opportunities and Tourism in the city of Cape Town. Cape Town being awarded number one city in the Middle East and Africa at the 2021 Travel and Leisure World's Best Awards. Travel and Leisure, of course, one of the biggest travel magazines in the world, with a reach of more than 35 million people worldwide.